The following Burl Report podcast is made possible through support from Biotech 2012, Innovating in the New Austerity, Burl & Company's 26th annual report on the life sciences industry, available now by clicking the ad on this page or going to burlandco.com.
I'm Daniel Levine, and this is the Burl Report.
Efforts to improve quality and reduce cost in healthcare sometimes come in unexpected places. ElixaRx, a new company unveiled last October, thinks it can do this by using technology to bring automated pharmaceutical dispensing machines to long-term care facilities and elsewhere. We spoke to Neil Kurtz, president and CEO of Elixir's sister company, Golden Living, where the machines are already being used. Kurtz discusses why these dispensaries promise to improve care, eliminate waste, and cut cost.
Neil, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So you're president and CEO of Golden Living, which runs long-term care and rehabilitation facilities. We're going to talk about ElixaRx, a sister company, which is using technology to address problems in the way medicines are dispensed at care facilities like Golden Living. Let's start with the problems first. In simple terms, walk us through the process of how medicines are dispensed today from the pharmacy and how they get to the patient at the facility.
Okay, certainly. Well, the system as it exists today is primarily driven through what's called a blister pack. And the dispensing pharmacy will provide anywhere from a 14 to 30-day supply. And it's dispensed out of a central pharmacy and then delivered primarily through some kind of a vehicle or, you know, a bus or whatever to the facility. And then the nurse literally goes to the blister pack and one at a time takes out what the patient needs. Then, and this generally accounts for about 65% of the meds that a facility typically needs. For the remaining percentage of meds, they frequently have to go outside of this process, usually going to some kind of remote pharmacy to get access to the drug. And this is particularly true for when patients come in, let's say, in the middle of the night or are in need of some kind of PRN medicine, generally for pain. Frequently, that medicine is not going to be readily available, and they would have to go outside the pharmacy to get the medicine, and it can take up to 4 hours, sometimes even longer, for the patient to be adequately treated for their pain.
Well, there's not just that issue. There are a whole batch of issues that include quality of care, cost of the system, safety of the patient, and waste. Let's walk through those, I mean, if you would.
Well, you hit upon them, and they're so important because, as you know, everyone in the healthcare system is going to be asked to take a look at how they currently do take care of patients and, without sacrificing quality of care, become more efficient and cost-effective in how we're going to treat patients. And clearly here, with how we just described how meds are being dispensed, there's a great opportunity to do just that, because when a medicine comes in a 30-day blister pack or even a 14-day blister pack, if the patient doesn't use all of those meds, those meds are already dispensed. There's nothing you can do with those meds but throw them away. And that not only has consequences for waste, but it also has ecological consequences, because you have to dispose of these meds, and they're generally flushed down toilets and enter into water supply. And so people are becoming increasingly concerned not only with the waste, but how they're being dispensed and the impact on the environment. So we look at this and say, you know, there's an opportunity just to do things better. There has to be a better approach to how we can provide drugs to our patients, the needed medications that they must have, in a much more cost-effective and green way.
And do we have any idea of the size of that waste in terms of dollars?
CMS has estimated that over 10 years, if we went to a unit dosing approach, which is not a blister pack, which means that you really pay just based on consumption, you only pay for what the patient actually uses, there would be a savings of up to $6 billion over 10 years. So it's quite significant.
So Elixir RX officially launched in October. It's introducing automated dispensing machines at the site of patients. These look like large white cabinets, but they're actually fairly sophisticated dispensaries that customize for each patient's daily dosing, individual packs, and it's all tied together with a fair bit of sophisticated technology that brings the electronic health record and the pharmacist at the other end together. Can you explain how this all works?
Yes, and you've done a great job of introducing it. So literally what we're doing is placing a remote pharmacy into every one of our buildings now. As you know, hospitals have pharmacies, LTACs have pharmacies, but traditionally skilled nursing facilities just could not afford to maintain a pharmacy in their building. And for that reason, could not go to a unit dosing approach towards administering medications. Now, with this advance in technology, we're literally able to put a pharmacy in every one of our building. And now we can go just based on consumption. It's a unit dose approach. We can literally fill this machine with what we believe will be up to 95% of what the patient will need on any given day. If a patient needs a PRN medication for pain, or when they come as newly admitted to our units, we could have their medication available within 15 minutes so that they no longer have to wait for up to 4 hours to get that much-needed medication. We're dealing with the waste issue. Ecologically, it's going to be greener. But more importantly, what we're doing is we're cutting down on errors because now we're going to a paperless system, electronically driven. We're making the nurse much more efficient, so we're freeing up the nurse to do what nurses are trained to do, which is, and want to do, which is take care of patients. So we're freeing up their hours. We're making the nurse more efficient. So when you look at what we're doing, we're meeting the goals of trying to do more with less, literally. We're cutting down efficiency. We're making the system more efficient. We're cutting down costs, and we're actually improving the care of patients.
So how does the drug get to the patient now with an Elixir RX system?
So the night before, the nurse will go to the system, will plug in what it is the patient needs. The system will literally work and fill out packets with all of the prescribing information on the packet for what that patient's going to need for that particular day. So when the 8 a.m. shift comes in and they now have to begin dispensing meds, it's been all done for them. And they now just go to the packets, rip the packets open. They verify what's in the packet is what the patient actually needs for that day, and then administers the drug to the patient. And if the patient's on a medicine 3 times a day, there'll be 3 separate packets for that particular patient. If the patient is on, let's say, 6 different meds, those 6 meds will be in a single packet, and they'd administer them for that particular time of day, and then let's say 8 hours later they only need 3 meds for that particular dispensing time. There'll be a packet filled with those 3 specific meds, and they'll dispense. So what this is doing is, as I say, not only cutting down on errors, but just making that whole process so much more efficient, because as you recall, right now they have to literally go to the blister pack, take a pill out, make sure it's the right pill, and do that across for every patient at every time. And you put into you put this in consideration that the average patient in our facility is on approximately 9 different medications. That's a lot of work to do time after time. We just feel let the machine do that work instead of the nurse. They're far too valuable. They want to be spending time with patients. And when we interview our staff who've now experienced the electronic machine, the remote data dispensing machine, that's the first thing they say is it lets me be a nurse. It frees me up to spend time with patients is what I am trained to do and what I want to do. the patient benefits, the staff benefits, and I think the healthcare system benefits.
One of the things you just mentioned was that patients are on average are on 9 different medications. I take it one of the things you would argue is that this also helps catch problems with drug-drug interactions.
Exactly, because part of the Elixir solution is not just the dispensing machine, but also the clinical pharmacist. So we've embedded a clinical pharmacist now into the operational structure of each building, and the information that we can now get electronically to the pharmacist allows him or her to take a much more comprehensive and careful look at just what meds these people are on. They can look at, is it the right dose? Is it the right med? And what about drug-drug interactions? And we can do this now in a much more efficient way than we've ever been able to do it before. So we are collecting an enormous amount of data now on patients that allows the pharmacist to be much more efficient in, again, satisfying a goal that CMS has given to each and every one of our skilled nursing facilities, which is you need to get the person on the right dose at the right time and to avoid unnecessary medications, avoid potential dangerous drug-drug interactions. Up to today, this has been a much more tedious, paper-driven process, prone to a number of errors, quite inefficient. We're allowing our clinical pharmacists to now be a real part of the team that's at the Living Center and in a much more efficient way evaluate the meds that patients are on. And we have data to show that when we've done this, we can significantly decrease meds such as antipsychotics, get people identify where drug-drug interactions might occur, address it with the physician, and then have the physician address it, thinking about it, and then together as a team come up with what is a better way to provide meds for these patients.
So this is not like putting a Coke machine in a rec facility. You've got some different regulatory issues that vary from state to state. How complex is the rollout, and how much of a barrier do these different state regulations pose?
Well, as you said, I mean, we literally have to go state to state, and we have 50 states and 50 different ways of looking at things. So some of the states are candidly more willing to accept this than other states, and in a number of states we could roll it out and they were fine. Some of the states we had to agree to initiate pilot programs where they'll let us roll out a few facilities, but then they want to look at the data before they let us roll it out further. And in a couple of states, and it's only a handful right now, very few, they've actually said, no, we're not ready to do this yet. And so across the board, we have initiated a pretty intensive operation to deal, you know, state by state. Candidly, this is not something that a small company could take on, to be candid. We've leveraged our size, and we've been able to hire enough people so that they can address this, because it takes a pharmacist, it takes a lawyer, it takes a team of people to meet with the state boards of pharmacies to be able to address their concern, of which they have legitimate concerns. This is new technology. They're not familiar with it. They need to be educated. We're certainly prepared to do that. These discussions tend to be data-driven discussions around, you know, answering their questions. So it's a process that we're engaged in, and you know, we're spearheading in a lot of states the approvals for the very first time to be able to put these in our facilities. And you know, we've for the most part been met with quite a bit of success. I'm pleased to say that the state boards and pharmacies in general are open to accepting this technology. As I said, some states are a little more cautious than others, and in a very small handful, at this point, they've literally said, "No, we're not ready to accept it," but we're not giving up. We're going to work across the board until all 50 states are going to accept this.
So, what is the plan for rollout, and how big a market are we ultimately talking about for these automated dispensers?
Well, we think, in terms of states rollouts, the way we've approached it is we've built 5 central pharmacy hubs, and then we're going to service buildings within a 200-mile radius of each of those hubs. So our hubs right now are in Pittsburgh, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, Kansas City, and Atlanta. And then we will spread out 200 miles from each of those hubs as our first point of where we're going to be placing these machines. Then what we're going to do is, as we grow the business and as, we have buildings in 20 states, but the reception we're getting from companies other than Golden Living who want to bring this into their own company has been excellent. So we already, without providing names, have already identified two very, very strong customers with multiple facilities who want to pilot this in their facilities. So we'll be plotting out more places to put our hub pharmacies. Again, we want to get that 200-mile radius because we're very sensitive about the quality of service that we're going to be providing to our facilities, and that's how we're going to roll this out. I can't give you right now the total size of the SNF skilled nursing facility market, but we think it's actually just a fraction of the potential market. For this technology, we've already been approached by, for example, prison facilities that see a benefit for putting these into correctional facilities. We think large medical centers, private practice medical groups would have significant interest in doing this. We've spoken actually to some large veterinary groups. And they see a benefit for this in their practice. And then one day our vision is the retail pharmacy, to make our retail pharmacies true 24/7 available to fill prescriptions. We think the potential exists outside there as well. So we think the market is very large, and we think Elixir is going to prove to be a very valuable company.
So as healthcare systems are wrestling with ways to cut costs and improve care, what do you think this example says about the way we think about possible solutions?
Well, I think what it means is we need to think out of the box. We need to take risks, and we need to abandon traditional models and have the courage to do something different. We have a visionary leader at Golden Living. I'm the CEO, but the owner of the company, Ron Silva, when he bought the company 6 years ago, this is his vision. Now, he comes from the lodging industry, so he's not, confined by just the way people have traditionally thought about this business. And he looked at how we dispense meds and said, we have to do it different. This doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense for anybody. And it's his vision that has led to Elixir, and we need more visionaries in this business to challenge the traditional models of how we provide care for our patients. We can do better. We can be more efficient and not sacrifice quality, or in the case of Elixir, actually enhance quality at a lower price point.
Neil Kurtz, President and CEO of Golden Living. Neil, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And a reminder to our listeners that Biotech 2012, Innovating in the New Austerity, Burl & Company's 26th annual report on the life sciences industry, is now available. You can purchase the book or download a free chapter by clicking on the ad on this podcast page or going to burlandco.com. That's burlandco.com.
Thanks for listening. For information on Burl & Company conferences and publications, go to burlandco.com. That's burlandco.com. And be sure to join us at burlreport.com for daily coverage of the life sciences industry. And sign up for our free e-newsletter, the Burl Weekly Brief, by hitting the sign-in link at the top of our website.